Hello, listeners. You're once again very welcome to this, the I Win podcast. Don't forget to check us out on the web at www.iwin.ie or send us an email at info@iwin.ie. So today I'm speaking with Claire McInerney Brown, who is the CEO of Tradebridge, who operate out of Wexford Enterprise Centre. Now, at the outset, we have to specify that Tradebridge is in fact region specific. It's a region specific initiative to develop trade links between the counties in the southeast of Ireland and the southeast of Georgia in the United States. So just to make sure that we're certain that it is in fact region specific. So Claire, first off, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me this morning. It's very much appreciated. Can't wait to hear all of the information and looking forward to it.
Thank you, William. Thank you for the invitation.
You might start off, I mean, this is new to me, new to the listeners. So you might start off then and give us a bit of background about Tradebridge. So, for example, why is it specifically the southeast of Ireland and the southeast of Georgia? It seems a little unusual.
It probably does, actually. But this Tradebridge goes back in history to an original trade bridge that existed between the southeast of Ireland and the southeast of Georgia, and namely the Savannah region, since about the 1700s, actually. So there were a number of ships that would sail from the ports in the southeast across to Savannah, and there was trade and emigration in both directions. And that well preceded the famine, actually. And so to give an example of trade, the likes of Smithwick were exporting their beer to the United States, but they were using oak from Georgia to create the casks and make the casks for shipping their beer. And so there was trade in both directions. So each ship that went across brought items over from the southeast of Ireland, and that same ship came back with other goods. So we traded in stone and marble, in, you know, beer and other goods. And then we received back full shiploads of cargo as well from the Savannah region. So the trade and the emigration was in both directions. Irish people went to live in the Savannah region and have been very, very successful. So when I'm over in Savannah, I meet people who are second and third generation Irish, and who have really risen in society and in the business world within the Savannah region. And so there are very, very important historical links that connect our areas. In addition to that, on the clerical side, we had a number of bishops and priests who left from Carlow College and went over to the Savannah region and ran very successful dioceses that would have been as large as from Savannah right down into Florida. And to this day, there are beautiful cathedrals in the region, and they're very, very important because a lot of the Irish, they're very Catholic and they very much observe their faith. In fact, on St. Patrick's Day in the morning time, they actually go to mass before the parade at about 8 a.m. So it's very, very important to them. And those links would have been established by Irish clergy and bishops that would have emigrated, you know, right through the kind of early 1800s. And we certainly have a presence of Irish priests and bishops now still in that region.
Okay, well, excellent. So what you've done then is you've taken the safe option of finding something that has worked in the past and building on it.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. I mean, those links probably didn't endure over all of the decades that are between then and now. And that's why we're trying to resurrect this in a modern trade bridge, but paying respect to our ancestors that would have trodden that route before us.
Well, excellent. Well, we'll have to try and get it drilled down into the specifics of how it all works. So maybe we might look at, you know, what types of companies are involved in this, you know, this partnership or this trade bridge. And, you know, is the program industry specific?
That's a very good question, William. The program, we are actually sector agnostic, really, because the area that I deal with in Savannah, it is the Savannah metropolitan area. So the city of Savannah, plus also 16 counties that surround Savannah. So a lot of those counties would be rural, but a lot would also be coastal. And so we have sectors, you know, in our southeast of Ireland that match the same sectors in the Savannah region. And so we're sector agnostic. We can look at any sector. Possibly the one that is underdeveloped in the region of Savannah is probably medtech and life sciences, but some exist. But other than that, we're pretty much matched sector for sector with regards to taking Irish companies in any particular sector and finding strategic partners for them in the region of Savannah.
Okay, I like that term, being sector agnostic and taking a broad view. But there must surely then be some sort of a requirement for Irish companies. So if they're not necessarily, say, let's say, industry rather specific, are the requirements for them to be, say, a certain size, a certain number of employees, or, you know, have a certain level of turnover in order to be involved?
Well, believe it or not, actually, we don't have those criteria either. So we can handle companies that are right from startup stage right through to SMEs and larger Irish companies, Indigenous companies. So much so that yesterday I was actually at a showcase for New Frontiers for the Southeast region. It was hosted in Waterford. And within that stable of New Frontiers companies, I have two that actually are eligible for the TradeBridge program and two that will come with me on future trade missions. Most likely both of those companies will be across in Savannah this year. They're startups. Let's say one is without trading at the moment and will actually use a strategic partner in Savannah for beta testing, and the other will actually be in a position to look for trade in Savannah. So both are eligible, and they would be on the smaller side, you know, with regards to the size of a company. But we certainly deal with companies that are SMEs and much larger companies, companies that would have turnover in the millions as well.
Okay, well, then in that case, then, is there some sort of a fee that companies would have to pay to be involved?
That's right. Yeah, there is a fee. It is a fee paying program. So generally, I suppose rule of thumb is that it would be approximately 5,000 for the program, which is to go on a trade mission, which is approximately 4 days long. The fee pays for your hotel, your food and your transport while you're over there. So you're brought to each of the meetings that would be set up for you. And then the only thing that you would really have to pay for outside of that would be flights and maybe just a little walking around money for incidentals that just might happen when you're there. So really the fee is it's quite low, and we've pitched it at that level in order to facilitate companies to be able to go on the program. Any companies which are LEO clients are entitled to a TAME grant, which would reimburse them to the tune of €2,500 per 5,000 outlay. And so that makes it even more viable, really, for companies to look at the TradeBridge program.
Okay, well then, let's roll it back a bit or try and drill down into it. For a complete novice who wants to get involved, and that, let's say they're based in the southeast of Ireland, and this sounds like a really appealing idea to boost their trade links with Southeast Georgia and the United States, where do they start? I mean, how do they get involved? Do they email you? Is there a process or an application form, or, you know, how does it kick off, if you will?
Yeah, great question. So William, they can get in contact with me. They can email me. I have a very simple email address. It's claire@tradebridge.ie. And I will give them a call and we can arrange a meeting. And so the original meeting will just be to understand the company. And I have a lot of referrals that come to me as well. So it's not just getting directly in touch with me off the bat. It's a lot of companies are referred to me as well through the LEOs, through New Frontiers and through Enterprise Ireland as well, HPSU clients and such like. So I would have an initial meeting with the company just to understand, you know, what they do and just to, I suppose, really see if there is a fit with the Savannah market. And then the company themselves actually has to do some market research. And this is the important part. So because we're sector agnostic, it means that we're not specialists in any single area. We provide the market. So the company has to actually do the market research. Now, market research can be facilitated through the LEOs, but it can also be facilitated through the market research department, which is in East Point for Enterprise Ireland companies. And the development advisor, which is allocated to each company, if you are an EI client, will help with that and assist with that. So we do need the company to show the interest in the market and to understand, okay, if I wanted to engage with the TradeBridge program, what types of companies are in the area that I would like to meet? And so we have an onboarding form. And for that onboarding form, the company fills out some kind of cursory information, really, with regards to their focus, their sector, you know, who they want to meet when they go to Savannah. I then work with the World Trade Center in Savannah, who will match those requests, if you like, to the companies that are in the area. Obviously, the more market research we can have done, the better. But we can couple that with market intelligence in the Savannah region with regards to the people who are the TradeBridge USA component. And those people are a lifetime working in economic development, and they can help us match our companies in with the companies that they want to meet, but also perhaps other companies that are on the ground in the region and that they know about. And so we're then starting to really flesh out a very comprehensive program. The requests from the Irish company as to who they can have the foresight that they want to meet with, but then coupled with the market intelligence that comes from the Savannah element, the people that I work with in the TradeBridge program, in the World Trade Center in Savannah, and those people create, you know, the kind of meat on the bones, if you like, with regards to fleshing out an agenda.
Okay, it's an interesting point, and it's just one that I wanted to make in terms of companies who are looking for assistance in that. What TradeBridge is then doing is acting, if you will, as a facilitator. That you know, you have to put in the effort yourself, and then you will be the facilitator.
Yeah, I don't think that's uncommon, because really, you know, if companies are going with other entities like the Enterprise Ireland export development programs, or like Board BIA or any other, you know, entity in Ireland which helps our Indigenous companies to export, they would set up a number of meetings. But really, it's actually up to the company themselves in how they divine that and how they work through meetings or make contacts when they're abroad in order to look for future trade and future business. So if a company is brought by another entity, perhaps to a trade fair when they're in Europe or in the United States, it's down to that company to make a lead and to follow up with that lead. Whereas for us, we actually, you know, in advance, we contact the companies that our Irish company would like to meet with. And those meetings are actually set out, and they're set in stall in an agenda. You know, when you're meeting these companies, on which day you're going there, you're brought to that meeting and you're brought from that meeting. And somebody from the World Trade Center or myself sits in the meeting with you as well. So we have a lot of curating that is done on behalf of the company. And we also then handhold the process, if you will, to understand, OK, what's happening within the meeting? What are the follow ups that are necessary? And at the moment, I'm actually working with the three companies I've already had in Savannah at different times on trade missions that are working on follow-ups with regards to the leads that they had made when they were in Savannah themselves.
Okay, we might just talk a bit about the trade missions and the Irish companies going out. So do you take, for example, a group of companies or individual companies going out? I mean, and you're talking about having warm leads. So when they arrive, they actually have an agenda and they have appointments made. So they're not just kind of turning up and, you know, it's structured.
Yep, for sure. So in December, I was actually new to the TradeBridge program myself. So I had gone over to the World Trade Center to meet with my colleagues there who I work with. And it's important to say that there is a particular person appointed to the TradeBridge program, Chris Ahern. And so he is my counterpart in the World Trade Center. But we also work with the vice president of the World Trade Center, the CEO of the World Trade Center, and the entire board of directors on that board, and also with the Savannah Economic Development Authority and the board of directors on that particular board as well. So we have a very extensive network in the Savannah region. And so I have at this point brought three companies to Savannah on two different trade missions. The first one in December, as I was just mentioning, I happened to be there myself. And so Icon Windows, which are a bespoke window manufacturer located in Carlow, were able to come with me on a trade mission at that juncture. It was quite short, quite precise. But they met with about seven architect firms when they were over there, and also got to have a full tour of the port, which is the second largest port on the eastern seaboard of the United States. And it's very important logistically for anybody who would be exporting from Ireland, you know, be it wood or interiors or doors or windows, etc., for a project in the United States. So all of that happened for Icon Windows within actually a day and a half. And so because it wasn't your traditional trade mission that I'm now working on, they were able to actually finish and leave within that time frame. But Icon Windows will actually be trading in Savannah on the during the autumn of this year. They have a contract they will be working on. And, you know, it's great to see that trade has followed from a specific mission, bringing a company into Savannah and actually understanding the landscape, meeting the different actors that are involved in their aspect of business in that region, and now they're in a position to actually fulfill a contract, you know, in the autumn months actually of this year. Subsequent to that, I had a trade mission at the start of May, and I had two companies. One was a virtual reality company called Imagine from Waterford, and the other was Heart Outdoor Lighting from New Ross in Wexford. And both of those companies had a considerable amount of meetings. Actually, we exceeded the number five for each company. And in both cases, we're actively working on follow-ups, whereby on the outdoor lighting side of things, Heart Outdoor Lighting will hopefully have a distributor in Savannah over these coming months, plus then projects that they can look at whereby they can tender for work either on, with the city of Savannah or with private contracts as well. And then Imagine, the virtual reality company, we're actively working on two aspects for them. One is the training aspect, where virtual reality can be used and the headsets can be used for training people in various different sectors. And the other is creating tourism products, if you like, whereby, you know, some of the built heritage no longer exists in Savannah, but it can be reimagined and reenacted through virtual reality. And we're actively working on some projects that will come to fruition, whereby the company in Waterford will actually create VR experiences via the headsets for programs in Savannah as well. So, William, I hope, you know, you can see that it is broad. We're looking at different sectors, but for the three companies I've had in Savannah with me, each one of those three companies will be trading either by the back end of this year or by the very start of next year. And I'm confident about that.
No, I mean, that's excellent. And it's excellent, obviously, for Irish companies and for export and for trade. But it does kind of twig a question for me as to what's in it for the other side. Is this then that there are to be two-way trade links whereby the companies from the US can then have the same sort of opportunity in Ireland?
Yes, absolutely, for sure. That's a very good point, a good question, because we do look after the FDI side of this, the foreign direct investment side of this, in conjunction with the IDA. And so this summer alone, we have a brother and sister duo who are opening an Irish pub in Savannah. They're coming to the southeast over the summer months, and they will be meeting with producers of Irish goods in order to stock those particular goods within their pub in Savannah. So you're talking about, you know, charcuterie boards, yogurts, jams, you know, sausages, rashers, that type of produce. But again, it already shows that this program is kicking off in both directions. And so the foreign direct investment side of things, where their companies are coming this side, looking to deal with strategic partners in the Southeast region, we're already attending to that. We have engaged with the IDA, which is obviously, you know, the IDA themselves are so well set up, you know, even within Georgia, they have a base in Atlanta. And obviously we have Brian McGee located in the southeast of Ireland. And so they're very keen to work in conjunction with us and very hospitable towards dealing with companies that will be in need of their services coming this side of the Atlantic.
Okay, well, we have mentioned that it is region specific, but just another thing that kind of follows on from that is that the idea of it is that the companies coming from Ireland into Southeast Georgia would then have a view to expanding into the greater United States, if you will. It's like it's an entry point, if you will, and then vice versa. It's an entry point for US companies then coming into Ireland and into Europe.
Absolutely, without question. So we're a portal on each side. And Savannah is a very soft landing, really, for trade in the United States. We would see that companies that would start in Savannah would then trade statewide in Georgia and then further to that, move into other states. And we certainly are making the contacts that will assist us in doing that as well, depending on the different types of sectors. But on my board in the United States as well, I do have a former commissioner for economic development for the entire state of Georgia. Craig Lesser is his name. And, he will be pivotal to us for assisting companies in spreading their wings when they have that soft landing in Savannah. But it's the same, as you rightly indicate, William, for companies coming in the other direction. We all know that Ireland is really just a gateway to Europe just as much. We're English speaking. We have fantastic locations here for people to set up. We have very highly qualified workforces, and we're certainly looking for that FDI component for companies from the Savannah region and then eventually the broader Georgia state to come to the Southeast and to locate here as well.
Interesting. And also, I think that Ireland has traditionally has very good links with the Irish diaspora in the United States, and also is as you say, an excellent entry point into the rest of Europe. And kind of we nearly always have been. So it's certainly a good investment from the American side to be using Ireland as the portal of entry.
Yes, absolutely. No, for sure. And we have Irish people on our board in the United States, which, is very, very helpful because Irish people have had great success, actually, and generationally so within the Savannah region. So John Coleman, who has his own construction company, is on our board. He's the incoming chairman for the World Trade Center, and he very much assists us in looking for, the right strategic partners that we would deal with in the Savannah region. And so that's pivotal for us to have an Irish network. We also have Marty Hogan, who is on the board of the World Trade Center as well. He's originally from, or his family originally from Limerick, but very much looking to help with the Trade Bridge program. And then Chris Ahern is also of Irish descent. I think the name gives that away. And Lee Ryan as well, who is the vice president of the World Trade Center. So, but even for people that are not of Irish descent, I think the story behind TradeBridge captivates people, and people want to help and they want to know, well, how can we assist you? And so like any board, they're made up of different people from different sectors and different, kind of life experiences, etc. And people are very much keen to see the TradeBridge program working. And they're very collaborative in how they deal with us and deal with our board here in Ireland. We work together, a US and Irish board all together. But obviously there are some dealings that I would just deal with the Irish board for more local issues. But I guess what I'm trying to say, William, is that we have a wide ranging board. We also have people with huge experience, and they put their shoulder to the wheel in order to lend assistance in looking at the TradeBridge companies and actually figuring out, okay, who do these people want to meet? And then who do they really need to meet when they're in the Savannah region?
Okay, Claire, I have to say I've probably taken up enough of your time, but I have to say thank you so much for talking to me. But also, I wish you every success with the program. And I think that it sounds like something that should be emulated and replicated elsewhere. It absolutely sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's quite unique, but I think it has, certainly the ability, and we all that are involved with it have the ambition for this to grow and to grow further, hopefully to a national program. But I certainly think that the people who were involved in TradeBridge right from the start, and there were a considerable amount of people in Wexford, the Wexford Enterprise Centre, the board of the Wexford Enterprise Centre, the CEO of the Wexford Enterprise Centre, and Wexford County Council, from the CEO to the directors of services and the head of LEO, and all of the people who work together there, they have a passion for this project. And, I think that's very, very important in understanding how you can drive a program forward. So it has moved from originally being a Wexford program to being a Southeast regional program. And that's probably my remit, is to broaden it out into the region as such. But unless you're working with people who are actually passionate for a project, you're not going to see it grow legs. So really the people that we have involved with the Tradebridge program very much are, you know, I suppose, proud of the program and very much want to see it succeed. And I think that that will give companies comfort if they're trying to decide, you know, how do we approach getting a foothold in the United States? Do we look at a major city like New York, Boston, San Francisco, Chicago, etc.? Or do we look for a soft landing in through a city, which is a smaller city, admittedly, but where you can get to understand the customs and practices and, you know, how people operate within the United States. So I think it's fair to say that the Tradebridge program is set up to handhold the process, to look after companies that are coming in on the Tradebridge program. They can be as small as a startup. That's absolutely fine, because we're very, very well equipped in actually handling companies of that size. But certainly for the companies that are SMEs and larger Indigenous companies, we absolutely have the ability to work with those companies which are already at scale and looking to scale even further by having strategic partners in the United States.
Okay, I think we all know that business and trade is kind of predicated basically on human relationships, and you know, so thank you very much for putting in the work and developing that on behalf of business. It's great that you're out there and working hard on it. I have to say, Claire, thank you so much for talking to me. It's very much appreciated. We'll put some of your details maybe up with the podcast for people who want to follow up.
For sure. That's great. Thank you, William, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Perfect. Thanks, Claire.